Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh my gosh, do I have some information for you today. Blew me away. So put down whatever you have, stop what you're doing. First of all, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of your fathers and all of you that may be fathers. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge my daddy. You often hear the negative challenges that my daddy brought forth in my lifetime, but I also got a lot of creativity and ideas and fun and my love of the holidays from my dad. He was a very, very creative person. And that, of course, is part of my genes and part of my heritage and something that I'm eternally grateful to him for. So thanks, Daddy. Take a moment to thank, find good things about your daddies today, guys. No matter what happened, they brought you in and they taught you a lot of what you don't want, which is really a gift, right? So anyway, on to the information. Okay, so since this is Father's Day, I thought, well, I should talk about something fatherly, right? And and the channel said, talk about masculine energy. And I went, oh, what a good idea. I mean, it's true. I sit and have conversations with my channel. So I'm sure it's not an imaginary friend. Anyway, so this, the information that came in then, really blew my mind. It took me to core belief 40, God betrays me, I betray me. And I said, I don't really get what that means. And they proceeded to explain to me, I'm telling you, sit down for this one, because this blew my socks off. We know that masculine and feminine energy have to work together in the creation of anything in our life, right? Just like a baby, the masculine and feminine has to come together to work in harmony. I've never had it explained this way to me before, and it makes total sense to me. That God, the one energy, the creative force, is the feminine energy that brings us the world of all possibilities and divine ideas and divine hits. And then we partner with that as the masculine energy and take those divine ideas out into the world in action and intention. Never, ever been given that explanation of the masculine and feminine and how we are working with one energy. And it makes absolutely total sense to me, of course, now that the channel has given it to me so clearly. Then they took me to Core Belief 33, which is I never want to be God. And they explained, and I can tell you from doing a lot of the gratitude emails, John Burgos' emails, Jennifer McLean's emails that I respond to people with, I can tell you that one of the threads that goes through every group that I work with is I can never be God. But what the channel is explaining here is, if you never want to be God, guys, then how are you going to work with the feminine energy that's part of all creation? Because that's it. And we know that God is all thought and all possibility, so everything. And we have to be willing to be the God of us that works with the God of everything, which is the same energy, coupling it in masculine and feminine creation of the divine ideas that we want to pursue in our life. So if you're working on health, make sure you ask the feminine energy, the divine messaging, what it is. First of all, just state, I know exactly how to heal this, and I know I'm already in the state of perfect wellness. Your mind will go BS. Say thank you for sharing, but this is my direction. And then ask for the guidance. I'm already there. Now tell me how to create that in my physical experience. I'm already there energetically. I'm already there and open to working with the one energy on the creation of anything I want. Money, relationships, success, sex, whatever. So I urge you all to step forward and drop down into your heart and really state, I know and accept the God that I am. And I know and accept that my God is in this beautiful dance of creation with all of God. Now, if you get plugged into the word God, use energy. Use creative force. It's the same thing. This is our clear direction, now and consistently and forever. And so it is. Yeah. All right. We've got a webinar coming up this Wednesday with Masami. I'm really excited about this because, you know, guys, being connected with the people I'm connected to, I get, dear God, sometimes I think hundreds of emails about this is the answer and this is the cure. And, you know, they make you watch those, I hate them, those 30-minute things you have to sit through while they're trying to talk you into doing it. By that time, I don't even want the darn stuff, even if it would work. So, like everything in my work, I wanted it to be simple. And so that's what this webinar is about. Masami's going to come on and give us, if I could only take one thing, if I could only afford one thing, if I could only get my hands on one thing about this physical challenge that I'm having, what would it be? I'm really looking forward to this because if it's too confusing, I don't want to do it. I will do it on occasion, but I don't want to do it. And I don't think we have to do it, guys. I think the simpler creation is, the more profound it is, really. So I hope you'll join us this Wednesday. If you need financial help, and I trust that all of you check in with your own consciousness and financial well-being, if you can pay the 50, pay the 50, because that's a recipe. If you need help, you ask for it. That's one of the big things we teach, right, in this community, is ask for what you want. Okay, there has to be some kind of small exchange, and that's for both our sakes. That's for the sake of the way energy works. The Gratitude of Self-Love webinar is tomorrow night, our little ending celebration and talking about everything that we've learned and everything we've resisted. Those of you that are doing it, you know what I mean by that. So, gosh, it's always such an amazing night. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I keep getting these emails. Dee, where should I start? Where should I start? If there is a program that I have done that I would suggest you start with to understand the work, how it works, how everything works, and how to do it, it's the Science of Creation. It's a three-parter. And all of them together pretty much give you every single thing you need to know. Then you just have to implement it. But guys, if you don't understand it first, if you don't really understand it, it's hard to put it in play. Okay? The last thing is, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So this is my life. I get 30 emails about thank you for the daily emails. I literally wake up looking forward to reading them, and they've helped me so much and they're keeping me on track. And then I have people who are unsubscribing because they're getting too many emails. So beautiful Lauren has figured out a way that if you only want to get the e-blast and, you know, updates about webinars and stuff, there is an option you can do that. And if you would like to receive the daily emails and everything else, there's an option that you can do that. God knows, I strive to please. You know, it's, people are funny. They're just funny. So whatever, you know, whatever rocks our boat, that's what we got to ask for. All right, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. We're going to start with Stevie in Minnesota. Are you a newbie, Stevie?
No.
Oh, goody.
No, I've had readings with you, Dee.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the name and the place together. What's
so
up,
I'm
baby
just
Kate?
I'm so memorable, right? I'm just a memorable character.
Honey, when I'm in the channel, I don't remember anything. So
I know. Well, I am actually calling about my son. So my son is 28. At 24, he had a significant back injury from basketball, had an operation, and since then has functioned pretty well. In the last 5 weeks, he did something to it. He's had MRIs. His symptoms
okay.
are actually matching the MRIs.
Stevie?
Yeah.
Energetically, and I got this before you even started talking, he's using this as a reason not to do something else. Where is he challenged in his life to step out into his power now, right now?
Yeah, wow, I can't answer that. He's a guy I want to be just like when I grow up. The interesting thing about this, not interesting, it's as a parent, it's soul-crushing, is that the pain is literally excruciating, unrelenting, and does not respond to pain meds. I mean, he is literally screaming and crying.
Okay.
So and let's, it's nice. Doesn't let up. So there's something. But no, he works like crazy in his business. He's a very intuitive, kind
person. I know. But guys, look, this is the way it works. And all of you can be experiencing this in one way or another. There are different periods where we break out into even more of our power.
Yep.
Into more of our creation. He is at that apex right now. Scared to, it's almost like they're showing me that he's stepping out and when he steps, he tweaks his back. So, hold on. Sheets. Book. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie that pops in.
West Side Story.
Yeah, okay. Well, West Side Story is all about the war between the Jets and the whoever they were, right?
Yeah.
It's and okay, so the highest thing he's fighting is love. Is moving into this great experience of love. He has become very focused on getting there and doing it. And succeeding, and now he's being challenged to bring the love in, Stevie. That's coming in pretty loud and clear. I mean, that's exactly what West Side Story is two elements fighting each other, and the cause of it is the love that, you know, Tony or whatever his name is has for Maria, right? So I would ask him where in his life he might be fighting against softness and love, knowing that that will give him what he wants. Now, the other thing on a more physical level, and I'm not a doctor, but I think a really good osteopath, and they're underlining good, might be able to help him. Do you know what an osteopath is?
Yeah, he is doing, he's actually working with two right now, doing cryotherapy and electromagnetic something therapy. They work together.
Yeah, but that's not an osteopath.
Oh, okay.
So
that was,
I would research, where do you live?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I would research in your area and make sure you look at the reviews and everything. Top rated osteopath in your area. An osteopath, guys, is a licensed, what they do is they're trained to go in and manipulate muscles and tendons, even your organs. They know how to physically take their hands and their energy and do that. My osteopath saved my life, saved my daughter's life. My mother, literally, I was watching her die from pain after this operation she had. And I brought her out here and took her to my osteopath, which is who's a true healer. And he said, Dee, her diaphragm is in spasm. That's why she's in so much pain. During the operation, they had to cut her and take her diaphragm and lay it up over her chest. Mm-hmm. When they put it back in, it went into spasm. And he worked on her for a half an hour, and she was totally out of pain for the first time in 6 months. Same thing
wow.
with my daughter's ear infections. Guys, don't put tubes in your kids' ears till you have an osteopath correct the bones in their heads. I mean, I can go on and on and on about how this guy has helped. So you check in, you will know. But that's the information I'm getting, Stevie.
Oh,
okay,
thank
baby.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Make sure you ask him about that love thing.
I am. He's going to be a new dad also in December.
Okay. Well, dude, stop right there. He's scared to death that he can't handle the, you know, he can't carry the load on his back for his son. Every parent can identify with that. But when you're the kind of person that lives through your brain and your strength, and then you're asked to go to this soft heart place of a new baby, a lot of times, guys especially just don't know what to do, Stevie.
Well, he's always been the Pied Piper with kids, so this is his dream come true. And maybe that's what's scary. It's a dream come true.
Thank you. Been there, done that. Took me 6 years to get Gabby. Scared. I read every book, went to every class, you know, and finally my spiritual leader at the time said to me, "Dee, give up. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. The kids will find a way to screw themselves up. You've just got to love them. That's all you can do." And then I was free, right? But he's trying to have a kid like he runs his business. Might as well give up right now, I'm telling him, okay? Just give him the information. It might spark something.
I will, absolutely.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Miss Lee in California, what's up?
Oh, hi. Happy Father's Day, Dee. What a great show. So
Thank you. 20
today of gratitude of self-love. So that's why I'm calling in, because I wanted to celebrate with you live.
Oh, well, you're going to be on the webinar tomorrow, right?
You got it. So a lot of stuff coming up. So when you brought in these core beliefs today, is the battle against ourselves coming up in these core beliefs?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Guys, nobody's in battle with the world. It's all us against us. And when we get clear and we get integrated, then the world flows. So that's one of the reasons we have this big two-hour webinar at the end of gratitude, is because we want to discuss all the resistance that came up, all the "I don't have time," all the "well, that's stupid, I'm not doing that for myself," all that, you know, all the stuff that is coming up to show you how you use reasons and excuses and other things not to love yourself first.
Okay. Thank you.
Did I answer your question?
Wow. Okay, so I have one more, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The science and spirituality I completed as well during these 3 weeks.
Wow. Go ahead.
What I've noticed today is that I've been loving myself consciously more, that now I recognize I've been trying to hurry through the steps of creation. And also that you can have multiple creations at the same time. They can be on different time frames. And what I'm finding is that to go back and really define what it is I want, it is a strength that I can cultivate. And it's becoming clearer and clearer.
Well, that's good, because it's the core of everything. Again,
okay,
guys, if you don't know what you want or you're afraid to let yourself know what you want, or you don't think you deserve to know what you want and ask for it, the universe cannot respond to you.
Got it.
So, gee, I think I'd like more money. Is the universe can't do anything with that. I am money. I'm committed to money. And money feels like love to me. I connected a lot with my love place. I'm open to all possibilities of money coming to me. Now the universe can play with you. You can feel the difference, Lee. But
totally.
if you don't love yourself, you're not going to go to that second choice.
Yes.
Right? You're going to go, well, you know, I want it, but it's not possible, and I don't know how, and I'm not worthy, or whatever it is that comes up for each individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
It's all
got to
start with self-love. Yeah, thank you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love her accent. I love it. I love it. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
It's just been a great call so far.
well, good.
As usual, but, you know, there's so many things that come up, and it's like I thought I was clear on my question. But the one is, today would have been my mom's 94th birthday. So I just wanted...
let's all just say happy birthday to Mom.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, see, now she's smiling.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted, was to...
Guys,
to see how she's doing.
Just because there's nobody present has nothing to do with the ability you have to communicate with them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your question, Sandy?
This one is about just direction. Just kind of checking in that we are on the right path to our investments coming through. Because what I've noticed over the last 6 months is doing the breathing and the I am and all that every morning or at night.
Okay, so are your investments coming through? It's not the right question. Are you in alignment with your investments coming through is the right question. There's two things you need to get into alignment. First of all, you're asking a question at probably the most precarious time you could be asking it. So the first answer is your investments are coming through, but don't look for proof of that right now when everything's so volatile.
Right.
Because you will be looking to dispel your faith then and your knowing. And any of you that have watched The Science of Creation, you understand how important faith and naivete are in the creation process. Okay? And number two, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 25, 22, 23. When I'm connected to the I am, I'm not safe. Okay. So, Sandy, what is your I am presence?
I am present. At the moment, I'm missing. Misunderstanding the question.
No, you're not. You just don't really have a clear answer, and that's why I'm asking all of you. Because if you don't know what your I am presence is, how the hell can you work with it? Your I am presence is your creative force. Your I am presence is what creates for you. And it's based on God said, I am that I am. So anything we claim we are, or like tired, that's a direction and a definition that we give our own energy that that's who we are. Okay. Mm. So what they're saying to you is you have to know and stay firm in the knowing that your I Am presence, your creative force, through your choice and direction, absolutely creates your investments being successful.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, because as soon as we go into doubt about anything, guys, we tell the universe, well, I'm not sure. So the universe goes, all right, I'll wait. The universe can't respond to, I want it. Oh, I don't know if I can have it. I want it. Oh, I don't know if I'm the power that creates it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want it. Oh, but let me doubt some here, just in case it doesn't happen. You see, we're playing ping pong with the universe when we do that.
Yeah,
and
that's been that way for the last couple of weeks.
Well,
and yeah,
now
and the
you
last
know
time
what,
I spoke with you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you, this is the way it works, guys. When you get yourself into alignment and harmony and love with what you want, it will find you.
Yeah, it's been where I've been back and forth with the I am this, and then it's been faltering off and on, and then the doubt comes in. And then,
well, yeah, because
yeah,
you're just saying the words, Sandy, but you've got to understand the power behind directing your I Am presence.
And allow it to become a stronger part of me so I don't falter.
It is you.
Yeah.
It is you. As you know, W.H. Murray has a, I'm going to read it to you guys because it's so pertinent for right now. Until one is committed, that means no doubt. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from that decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no person could have dreamed would have come their way. And I am telling you all, because of this work, that's my life. Things just come together. And if they don't, the first thing I do is I go into my room, I shut the door, I get quiet, I go within, and I connect to my love place, and I do the breathing exercise, connecting what I want with love for no reason and with no agenda. Because I know that my only and most important job is to be in alignment and harmony with what I want. Okay, you got it?
I got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Yep. I've been wanting to read that to y'all for a long time. Kirk, what's up, my friend?
Hey there.
Wow. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there.
it bleeped out for me for a second when you said my name, but then I just figured it was me.
You just had a little brain fart there, babe. What's up?
I just wanted to reach out to the whole community and acknowledge a message that I got from that came up from my sister the other day. And she had mentioned to me, even though I don't have children directly, I've got nieces and nephews, and she acknowledged how fatherly I was and the support I lent. And I feel that this community, through all of our experiences, whether good or bad with our fathers, have given us a great discernment between what we want or don't want. And it's all with love. And
yeah.
We support each other, and we manifest that fatherly presence because it's what we want.
Well said, Kirk. Well said. Yeah. And the channel is saying it's what we want and we are it. It's what we want and we are it. And all we really have to do is accept and acknowledge that in order to experience it. That's why the gratitude of self-love, it's really interesting to watch some of the resistance that's coming up in the emails. And I just keep writing back and I go, but there's the gift. There's the gift, so you can see your judgment and your resistance to loving yourself and coming forward for yourself, right? Well, we want to be that father to ourselves that loves and comes forward for us and takes care of us and cares for us and protects us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one more thing, I had the really wonderful gift while my dad was still alive. He was not well at the time. And I caught a line from The Life of Pi where the interviewer says to him, is there anything you regret? And he said, I never got to thank my father for the small things, the
yeah.
little things in life. And I got to see my father a couple more times. And I dropped the resume, all that stuff that we, some of us keep in mind about what the father did wrong or offenses. I put all that behind and I just entered the room and there was this man who was in frail shape and I just loved him.
Yeah.
And I thanked him for teaching me to use the screwdriver, introducing me to the ocean. How to try a second time, all these little things. And
mm-hmm.
even if you haven't had the opportunity to do it while they were here, if we let go of the resume, it reveals all that other stuff, like you said about your own father, all that stuff that he shared, that he gave.
Yeah.
My whole family is very enthusiastic about Christmas. We wouldn't have that if it wasn't for our father.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's sometimes when you drop the resume, you get to meet the person.
Always, because you meet yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you're keeping the log and the resume, as Kirk calls it, going, it's really, really difficult, guys, if not impossible, to get to the love that we're all trying to get to. That we all are. But we put up all these things in our way of excusing that. Yep, beautiful, Kirk. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Happy Father's Day, baby. Lisa in Chicago, you be on.
Oh, hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart.
Going to ask you a question about my relationship with my middle son, just how to get past us butting heads on things. But when you were just talking a minute ago about, you know, going to your happy place and being in the I am, but without an agenda.
Yeah.
What is that balance between being in the I am and not having like too much of a plan or an agenda?
Well, have you ever heard the phrase let go and let God?
Yeah.
That's what it means. It means
okay.
I am going to my love place and dropping into my heart and feeling the love and the beauty and the expansion of my kid for
okay.
absolutely no reason or no, I'm not trying to change him. I'm not trying to make him something, just to experience my love for him. How old
okay.
is he?
22.
22.
I love him. He loves me, but we butt heads sometimes.
That's not a bad thing. As long as you butt heads with respect and sit down and be able to talk about things, you both learn that way. And you learn about each other that way. The channel wants me to bring out to everybody that this is a horrible time for everybody if your perspective holds it that way. But it's a really challenging time for the millennials. It's incredible. I mean, they had all the world before them and the world just stopped. So where did they put that frustration? Where did they put that anger? The only safe place, just like when they were five, is with mommy and daddy.
Yes.
We're the safe place for them to express. So have you ever read Parent Effectiveness Training, Lisa?
Oh, I haven't, but boy, my mom read that when I was growing up.
I'd read it, dude.
Okay.
Because I would suggest everybody to read it, because it's really about how to talk to and be with and communicate with another person without judgment. So, for example, you never say, you're so stupid. Why don't you get this? You say, I understand you don't understand this. And you're smart enough, you can get this. But you don't ever define them by their lack of action or their bad behavior. You don't ever say, God, you're a bad kid.
Right.
I can see that you're confused. I can see that you're angry. And then shut up and let them start talking about why they're confused and angry. Because the channel's saying to me, Lisa, you don't really know. You don't understand why he's butting heads with you. So let's get to
right.
it. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, Singing in the Rain.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's a perfect example. I'm singing, and the world, you know, I want to sing. I want to get out and dance. I want to get out and start my life. And the world is just raining everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just raining down on me. And I want to sing and dance. That's why you're butting heads right there. I'm asking. That's the highest thing. He's frustrated, honey.
Right. It goes beyond current circumstances. Like when he's home with me and he's up till 3 a.m. and he tries to be quiet, but I hear the doors closing, so I don't sleep at all. And when I try to say, you know, can you go to bed by midnight? I have to get up for work in the morning, and it's, you don't understand me. That's not my sleep schedule. And it's those things.
Okay,
like that
can
that
he just leave
with.
The doors open, Lisa?
The response has been.
Okay, so then that goes back to your own self-love. I love you. I understand you need your space, babe, but I got to get my sleep, and I've got to go to work. So either, you know, we come to an agreement and abide by this, or you're welcome to get your own place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, the first thing the channel said was, yeah, but she's not willing to do that. See?
Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting yourself. You want
okay.
it the way you want it, but you don't want to love yourself enough to let him go be independent and live on his own.
you know, that makes sense. I feel like there's so little time left with him because as soon as the world opens up, he's moving out of state for his job. But you're right. I need to assert my needs in
you
a respectful
bet.
Way.
There has to be boundaries
it.
In every relationship.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can do it with love. But if he's frustrated and going, God, there's no place I can express myself and no place I feel like I have any control and any power in my life right now, and you're going, hi, honey, I'll let you walk all over me, then he's going to do that because he needs a place to express his power.
You were so right with the way you just spoke for him. That's what I feel he is saying and expressing. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Look, you know, my daughter has been busy. She bought her new home, and they've been fixing it up, but we're all, like, getting antsy, and so I had this idea to make this little short horror film, and I got 5 horror icons together, and Gabrielle and her friend wrote this great script that's really fun, and we shot here all day yesterday, and we had a ball, and now everybody's excited about doing this project and getting it done and getting out for our fans and blah, 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 and this idea and that idea, and, you know. But in the beginning, it was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, is it worth it? You know, probably nobody's going to want to come on for no money, Dee. And I just keep remembering what my mom used to say to me, don't say no to the world. The world will say no enough. You keep saying yes, how can I?
I love that. Keep saying yes, how can I?
You bet. And
right.
then
Thank
your
you
brain
so
can find answers for you. Okay?
Yeah.
All
Thank
right, baby
you.
Kate.
I love that.
You're welcome.
Bye, Dee.
All right. Goodbye. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Oh, amazing. I just have 2 things. I want to express my gratitude to you for the gratitude of self-love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Emily. I'm glad you got a lot out of it.
Oh, my God. The first time it was offered, it was life-changing. And this time, it's amazing because I both get to see how it's been, how different I am doing it this time and how
yeah.
much of this I, you know, like flows in my life already. But also, I have had just the most profound deepening with my love for myself.
Awesome.
It's just turned 180 degrees. Yeah. And
isn't it an awesome, don't you feel like you're connected to God when you're connected to the love for yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't yes. tell you the greater experience of connecting with the one energy I've had since I've really worked on loving me. It's like where you go to the love place and that's all there is. It's just love.
Yeah.
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 So great, Emily. Thank you for that. I'm so glad you've gotten so much out of it.
Yeah, and just to share a little more about the shift for me had to do with one of those messages to myself that I wrote, and it, like, finally, it felt like the words I had always longed to hear from me.
Yes, which were?
And
do you want to share?
It was like, sure, yeah. I mean, it was like, you are the twinkle in my eye.
Aww.
You inspire me. You and I could feel a lot of similar feelings that that I had toward my daughter, you know, at different points raising her. But to feel that level of love flowing to me.
Yes.
And you know, and the final part of it was this, I stand with you. You know, I will always stand with you. And that just unshakable faith and commitment to my own heart is
Yeah, I can hear it in your
so
vibration
gratifying.
Too. sweetheart. Thank you for sharing that with us. You just kind of feel like you've walked into heaven once you get this. That's the best way I can explain it, guys. And if you don't think that this is the power that's going to create your life, think again. This is what you want to focus on, where you want to go, and what you want to create more of. Live every moment as much as you can in the love for yourself. Thank you so much for sharing. So appreciative.
Yeah. A quick little question. I have a little something going on in my low back that I would love assistance.
Okay. We're going to the sheets and a core belief. This page here. 25, 25 through 30, 31. I trust that I am the authority and higher power that creates miracles in my life and others. It's just the next little step in loving yourself.
And gee, that is so affirming, because that's what came up in my private with you, and it came up once before on a call, and so I feel like
I don't track any of this stuff, guys. When I'm in the channel, I don't remember. So that's a good confirmation. Do we need more discernment? No, they said you're in the perfect place to use this now. Direct your day with it. Today, I trust that I am the authority and higher power creates miracles in my life and others. Because you can really get it now, because you love yourself enough to own it.
Beautiful.
You bet, thank baby you. Case. You bet. Oh, I love that. I love it. Susan? I'm going to bring you on. We don't have much time, but wanted to bring you on. What's up?
Okay, so gratitude, really working with that. Interesting with the resistance and trying my best. But the thing that's come up that is interesting to me is I'm really keep blocking because of my relationship with my daughter, which is not a part of the exercises, but it keeps...
No,
I
ma'am.
That.
That is not a true statement. You are blocking because of your relationship with yourself.
Okay.
So, guys, you know the rule. You don't use anything outside of yourself to use as a reason or excuse why you can or can't do anything.
Well, it's more about wanting to heal that pain.
You've got to heal yourself.
Okay.
You've got to bring yourself into alignment, and then you will... approach her with the energy that she can be open to. But right now, you're saying, I've got to fix you so I can be okay. And she's going, screw you.
Yeah, I meant fix the energy between us, but you're saying it's because so this is still about self-forgiveness then?
And self-love, baby.
Yeah.
Just self-love. So let's just ask, why are you not loving yourself? Sheets. Book, song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in.
Love Story.
Okay. Well, Love Story is all about dying from pain and sickness. So, you've got a lot of stuff confused in there, going right to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Even back as far as conception. That which mm-hmm. means you took on your mom's energy and belief system back before you even had awareness or words to know what it was, that your mother basically taught you love is pain.
Hmm.
Is that true?
I got to think about that, but maybe. She was in pain because of her loss of her mother. I don't think she
okay.
really had to teach it to us, but...
Well, she did teach it to you through modeling herself.
Right.
So we learn not only verbally, but we learn by watching our parents and what they are going through and how they react and handle things. And then we think that's the way the world is, right? So, you see, then cut to your daughter Now, subconsciously, your little girl is going, love equals pain with your kid. Because when you were born, you got that love equals pain, and I must have something to do with it because here I am. So you've got to work with yourself just in loving yourself, knowing you should be here, knowing that you're deserving, and then go to your love place and just live in your love place. You have a love place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to your love place and then just see your daughter. You don't have to do anything. Just be in the love place, in the experience of the love, and see your daughter. And then see you standing next to your daughter. Maybe you have your arm around her. That's all you have to connect right now, Susan, is that your daughter is love, and you are love, and you with your daughter are love. You've got to reparent yourself around what your mommy inadvertently taught you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Love you. I love you, too. Oh, my God. I don't know where did the time go, you guys? We're so over. Huh? I love being with you. Gosh darn it. I don't want to go yet, but I gotta. All right. Let's come together. And say this with meaning. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.